This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the radio show that is, yes, bringing you all the news and information, especially regarding the United Nations Agenda 21, but more importantly, the agenda for the 21st century for American exceptionalism. That's what this radio show is all about. So welcome to the show, 24/7, 365 news cycle, right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we have just been having an incredible day. And by the way, the fresh brewed Agenda 21 coffee is here in my grips right now as we speak. Sitting here listening to the intro and thinking about Hillary Clinton appealing to the, telling us what to do. In other words, United Nations. Telling us what to do. The intro, I love. This intro, we just get raved about it all the time. This intro that we do on the show, a little bit long in the tooth, I think, but it's very informative and very instructive and even relevant today. This is a six-year-old document. Well, audio document, I guess. And boy, is it just as effective today as it was, and even more so. Especially with Jerry Brown, El Presidente of California, with the encyclical, and understanding the Pope and all this other stuff with the new 2030 agenda, which is, you know, basically the whole governmental larger sphere of influence. First, they bring in the local plan with Agenda 21 Radio, Agenda 21. Now it's the 2030 agenda. It's a bigger thing, you know. They've upped the dates by which they're going to be doing stuff and all that stuff. But this is where you can understand it right here on this radio show. Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about, well, all the things with, you know, all the leaks and all the other things that are going on. But first, we can talk about a few things here locally, at least locally in terms of national, some things that are going on. We reported in the last hour that the judge has decided that the baby's life Charlie Gard will be taken. You know, I just find it absolutely amazing. And again, once again, evidence, right? This is Great Britain. This is England. This is not the United States of America where this is happening. And everybody thinks, like, for one whatever reason, and I mean this, that what applies in Great Britain automatically applies over here. There's some sort of hegemony that Great Britain has over us. Hello, we fought a revolution for that. And I know the news is the news, and we're all just heartbroken, and we are. It's a different country. They do things different. This is what real socialized medicine does to people. It's the death panel. Sarah Palin. Boy, is she right about that. I have a friend who's in the midst of that, and it's real. It is real. They're making those decisions just like Sarah Palin said in, what, 2008, that long ago. Wow. Think about that. She was right. Everybody says, oh, she's this, that, and the other, name-calling, and of course, female on female, liberal female to conservative female. That's really what that whole thing was about, attacking Sarah Palin. Not saying that she was stumbling and bumbling in some ways, but not nearly as much as what was warranted. And her thoughts are now prevailing longer than what people, just ask Katie Couric or some of the other people out there. Anyway, Trey Gowdy at it again. Trey Gowdy, he's saying that Democratic House member Schiff is posturing for Senate campaign with Russia obsession. You think? You think they're doing that right now? And by the way, there's hearings going on the Senate about Russia. Right now as we speak, Grassley's hearing committee. Dianne Feinstein, right there next to him. Says, Gowdy rips Schiff. Russia investigation has been, quote, has been very good for his U.S. Senate campaign. Representative Schiff from California is running for Senate? Wednesday on CNN's Out Front, Representative Trey Gowdy reacted to criticism from House Intelligence Committee ranking Democrat Representative Adam Schiff that Gowdy acted as a White House advisor, or acted as White House advisor Jared Kushner's second lawyer during Kushner's appearance before a closed session of the committee. Gowdy dismissed Schiff's remarks and took a shot at Schiff by saying the House Intelligence Committee on Russia's probe has been very good for Schiff's future political ambitions. The Democrats ran out of good questions and they didn't run out of questions, he said. So I think that Adam's frustration that Jared Kushner did not tell him what he wanted to hear from a political ambition standpoint. Good for you, Trey. Good for you.
New tonight, CNN just learning the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, may testify before Senate investigators in public after all. Manafort, who, of course, was also at that meeting with the Russian lawyer, had agreed to testify in private. Now, Grassley also telling Armanu Raju that Attorney General Jeff Sessions will now also appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. These are obviously significant developments. And out front now, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, member of the House Intelligence Committee, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And Chairman, I appreciate your time. I want to ask you about these new developments at this hour. How important is it for your committees to hear from Sessions and Manafort? And is Donald Trump Jr. also on that must testify list?
Well, I'll tell you, two of the three, Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort, would be central witnesses to our committee's jurisdiction. We're looking at four things, Aaron. What did Russia do? With whom did they do it? The unmasking, the leaks, and then the U.S. government's response. I don't know that Attorney General Sessions would be a relevant witness on those four jurisdictions, but we're always happy to hear from him.
So Manafort and Donald Trump Jr. must testify. I mean, I also want to ask you about, you know, when we talk about those two gentlemen in that meeting, about our last guest. I don't know if you heard him at all or when you got to the camera, but Bill Browder, obviously going to be testifying tomorrow. He says the Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort was acting on behalf of the Russian government. He laid out exactly why he believes that. From what you know, from what you understand, Chairman, do you have any evidence that suggests otherwise?
No, ma'am. And your previous guest sounded like an expert, which no one would describe me as one. But what I think is less important than what Donald Trump Jr. thought or knew And the only way to discern that is to interview him. What did he know prior to the meeting? Why did he accept the meeting? And what was the content of the conversation in the meeting? For me to speculate on that would not be fair to your viewers or frankly to the investigation.
Are you confident that you're going to get all those answers from him? Obviously, you know, this week it was going to be a public testimony from him along with Paul Manafort. That obviously hasn't happened. Deals have been cut. Are you going to get everything that you need from Donald Trump Jr.?
Well, I'm always reluctant to use the word everything. For 16 years in a courtroom, I don't know that I ever got every salient fact. But we're going to have as much time with him as the committee feels like it needs to explore our jurisdiction. We certainly did with Jared Kushner, and I expect us to with Donald Trump Jr.
Now, you did have a chance already to question Jared Kushner, who was also in that meeting, and that was just yesterday. I want to ask you, according to Bloomberg, your colleague, Congressman Adam Schiff, was critical of you in this regard. He said, quote, Mr. Gowdy took the role as a second attorney for Mr. Kushner. I don't know whether he's describing you as a defender or an apologist or what, but what's your response to Congressman Schiff?
Well, we're going to wait till after the break to hear what he has to say. And then we're going to be joined by Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, so we can sort of pick up on that. We're sort of just teasing you a little bit here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
People to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He's going to be with us in about 2 seconds. Anyway, we left you sort of hanging with Trey Gowdy being interviewed by CNN about Adam Schiff. And we're going to bring up Scott right now. And Scott, have you been paying attention to this guy, Adam Schiff, from California?
You mean Sleazy Adam Schiff.
That's the guy. Sleazy. We call him Sleazy.
Sleazy Adam Schiff. There's not an interview that he does where he doesn't mention the word that begins with the letter R.
Right. It's like that's the only thing in his vocabulary. Russia, 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 yeah. Russia, Russia.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And that's exactly where I think Donald Trump's real frustration really started, when his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, had to answer for this investigation. And then we're all wondering, here's a fake news story that was hatched by a guy named Christopher Steele from MI6, who put together a whole bunch of WikiLeaks and not even WikiLeaks, Wikipedia, Google searches, puts together a 35-page dossier, hands it over to that sleazy outfit called Fusion GPS. It's nothing but a smear tech campaign opposition research organization.
Which, by the way, Grassley is having a hearing about them right now as we speak.
Exactly. They're nothing but a fake news organization. They got this package together, right? And they handed it over to John Brennan. John Brennan then gave it over to Team Obama, and you had Susan Rice and even Samantha Powers from the UN ambassador unmask names. It was unreal. And even that woman that met with Donald Trump Jr., he probably fell into a trap, but she was connected with Fusion GPS, that sleazy outfit.
Oh, yeah.
They did the fake stuff. And so the point here is that Donald Trump is looking at people like Adam Schiff and saying, Russia, 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 when he knows it's a fake story, that there's nothing to come of it. Yet you have someone like Debbie Wasserman Schultz with some Pakistani little IT guy with $4 million, $5 million in his pocket, having access to all kinds of top secret information. And yet no one wants to investigate where the real crimes are. You know, if Mueller really was serious, he would be looking at Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Hillary Clinton or Uma Abedin or Anthony Weiner, and he would not be looking at what he's looking at.
Now, one of the statements that you made to me a long time ago is that, you know, this thing about Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner still walking the streets. Now we have another streetwalker by the name of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I can't believe what's going on around here. I mean, we played the clip of her questioning the D.C. police guy yesterday. I mean, and of course the listeners can't see the visuals of her incredible facial features as she's trying to get this guy to turn over the computer that's got all the, well, espionage information on it. I mean, it's amazing. And then she tries to mask her voice by calling in to get it from the police department. What's up with that woman?
She was running the show. And you wonder, you know, you wonder about that, and you wonder also about Debbie Wasserman, Donna Brazile.
Oh, yeah.
She got the advance, and yet no one is even giving it a blink about that. And think about that. When we're talking about Russian collusion overthrowing an election, well, how about questions in advance? overthrowing an election.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe Hillary wouldn't have beat Bernie Sanders if she didn't have such unfair support.
Well,
and I'm sure that she would.
Well, let
she
me.
She would have lost a 70-year-old socialist curmudgeon.
Well, let me play this clip that we. I teased the audience before you came on with this. I want to finish this. This is the clip of Trey Gowdy being interviewed by CNN yesterday, and this whole thing comes up with Adam Schiff complaining about questions and so on, and that how somehow Gowdy became Jared Kushner's second attorney in the room. And it's pretty apparent that they didn't have any more questions to ask Kushner during this hearing. But take a listen to this.
The second attorney for Mr. Kushner. I don't know whether he's describing you as a defender or an apologist or what, but what's your response to Congressman Schiff?
Not much of any. I was in there for 3 hours. Mr. Kushner has a very good lawyer named Abby Lowell. I was a very mediocre lawyer, although I did it for 16 years. He can do much better than me. What I was tired of, Aaron, was the Democrats asking non-relevant questions. So Jared Kushner answered all of their questions. He stayed an hour longer than he was supposed to. In fact, he stayed an hour longer than Dan Coats, who's the head of the intelligence community. The Democrats ran out of good questions, but they didn't run out of questions. So I think that's Adam's frustration, that Jared Kushner did not tell him what he wanted to hear from a political ambition standpoint. This investigation has been very good for the Adam Schiff for Senate campaign, but yesterday was not good for him.
I think that's about sums it up for Adam Schiff.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing, aren't they? They're doing this to obstruct, but they're also doing this to fundraise. But it's not working because Tom Perez is not getting the money. The Democrat Party is really, really hurting for cash. And it turns out that Donald Trump is actually drumming up lots of money. So the polls and the media are absolutely out of touch with what's really happening in the world. And that's not a good place for the mainstream media to be. Because where the money is and where the fanfare is and where the 40,000 to 50,000 large crowds are in West Virginia and Youngstown, Ohio, it's not in touch. It's not in line. And once again, all these promises of defeat and victory and this and that and the other with regard to the four special elections that they all lost, you got to wonder, at what point do the Democrats look at their media sources and say, we need to find a better source?
Well, you know, the thing is that I believe that now, as of yesterday and even the day before, we are seeing the Trump offensive against the
Absolutely.
Globalist, the leftist, starting to unfold. And even Jeff Sessions is getting on board. See, I don't believe that... really, Trump and Sessions are at odds as much as they are teaming, in a sense, to start to resurface some of the issues that we're talking about. You know, with I'm going to call them the streetwalkers, the crazy ones. I mean, we'll throw in Donna Brazile. You've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and you've got Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. They're still walking the streets, to quote you. And I think Sessions is going to go after him. And I think that's the low-hanging fruit, though.
Yeah, well, it is. And I think that they probably didn't have any idea that the Russian story would last this long. I think that once the Russian story was swept away, they were going to go after this stuff. And that's actually great stuff, because you get people like Adam Schiff to show their hand and show how evil and determined they can be on the gotcha game of fake news. And what you're going to find out is that Fusion GPS is a corrupt organization, that there was no, that John Brennan and James Clapper are liberal hacks, and that James Comey was a leaker. And you're going to find all this out, and then we're going to go after Hillary.
Yeah. Well, hang on, Scott. We got the music coming up. We come back when we get more of Scott Adams, because I want to talk more about the higher-up fruit, if you will, Scott, because I think that's what you're getting at here. There's so many things going on, like with the James Comey and even the Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's clear to me Trump is not going to let that alone. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And with us right now is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And we're talking about what I have dubbed here the Trump Offensive. Finally, Donald Trump is going on the offensive after months now of haranguing by the Obama holdovers, which I really believe has been a strategy on Donald Trump's part to give everybody rope to hang themselves. And it's starting to look like that is, in fact, what is going on. So Trump is now going on the offensive, picking off the low-hanging fruit, in my opinion. But Sessions has now arisen from the battered dead, so to speak. Trump's criticisms have awakened him. Not really. I Chris Street was on the show the other day, and I kind of go along with him that it was sort of a canard to go after Sessions to sort of out people and get this whole other discussion going about as a distraction. I mean, he's taken some hints from the playbook of Obama as a distraction from other things going on, such as focusing attention on healthcare. But anyway, we've got some low-hanging fruit that it looks like it's about to be picked. Some of it is being couched in Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But with us is Scott Adams, who says, let's go higher up the food chain to see what's higher up on the tree in terms of what might be picked and investigated by Sessions. And who might that be, Scott?
It could be Hillary Clinton. It could be the whole DNC as we know it. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a big get. But, you know, I agree with you 100% with that being a canard. We have not heard that a lot in the mainstream media. And I have to think that, you know, there is a thing called loyalty, and Trump respects that. And Sessions, although I don't think Sessions ever should have recused himself, but I feel like there's a lot of people with credibility that say he probably should have. To Trump's point, if he was going to recuse himself, or if he did forget about his meeting or his handshake with Kislyak, A, that never rose to the notion that he should be recusing himself. But if he was, then he should have let Donald Trump know ahead of time. That being said, I think they're close enough to where they could actually play that game of, look, I'm going to beat you around a little bit in public.
Yep.
We're going to go through this together. And somehow it's going to work out in the end. And right now is the offensive. The best defense is a good offense. And in this case, he's allowed people to hang themselves and show their true colors and how evil they really could possibly be. And then now here we are. I still think of Seth Rich as well, because with Debbie Wasserman, you wonder what is on that notebook that she doesn't want to give up. I mean, there could be a lot more than just the day-to-day strategy that she had. There's a lot going on with that. So when she put her computer back and you showed that clip of her being really nasty, Capitol Hill police chief.
Oh, man.
And by the way, that's the same DNC that did not reveal their servers to the FBI. They said,
that's
we've been hacked. The FBI wants to go and check out their computers.
And they said no.
Like, well, you were hacked. And they said no. And of course, Seth Rich, if he could talk, if he wasn't dead right now.
or permanently.
Exactly. And again, they try to say, well, that was just a botched robbery. Botched robbery, then if they're such bad robbers, then why did they not get caught? And then, of course, we know now that there were hitmen. And hitmen for what reason? But no one wants to even talk about that. Adam Schiff wants to talk about Russia. Why can't we talk about something tangible? But yeah, Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, all of that needs to be investigated. There's the Uranium One deal. There's the $500,000 speech that Bill Clinton gave in Moscow. There's the $140-something million that was donated to the Clinton Foundation that was connected with Russia. And no one wants to look at that. And I just think it's insane that we have not been doing that. Now, I think Sessions is going to look into this. And with good cause.
Yep. And I think that we're going to get all the way to the top. And, of course, that's going to even be right inside of Obama's melon.
Susan Rice, yep. Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Ben Rhodes. Those people,
James Comey,
are all part of it. James Comey's a big one. A huge one. And I would even say John Brennan and James Clapper.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely.
John Brennan converted to Wahhabism. No one even wants to talk about that. That's strange in and of itself.
Well, after being a Jesuit, he converts to Wahhabism.
Well, keep in mind that just over the last 3 or 4 days, John Brennan and James Clapper got together with Wolf Blitzer, and they called for a coup if Donald Trump were to fire Mueller.
Yep.
They called for a coup.
That was over the weekend at the Aspen Institute.
Pardon?
That was at the Aspen Institute, and we played that in that clip to the crowd. Because that calling for a coup d'état is treason. It's just a treasonous act. And of course, this is gonna pan out as we get up the tree. I think
that's how radical John Brennan is. People don't understand what a madman, what a psycho, John Brennan is. John Brennan was our CIA director with the keys to all the top secrets. And he was partly responsible, along with Mike Morrell and a lot of other wackadoodles, regarding Benghazi and arming. And by the way, it was just last week that Donald Trump defunded the CIA operation that was to give money directly to the anti-Al-Assad forces.
To ISIS.
ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I mean, this is stuff that was done under Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, along with, you know, their priorities of putting transgender in our military. That was Barack Obama's idea. That's not a long-standing order. This is not new, what Donald Trump is doing. He's just putting, bringing us back to normal order from a very radical Obama regime.
Yeah, it's amazing. We go back with our history of Scott Bennett, who was the one who gave out that information about, you know, how funding went from our treasury, literally, into UBS and HSBC. Who at the time was there at HSBC as on the board was James Comey, and went into funding ISIS. And it was just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that Trump stopped that, finally cut off the funding. A lot of people just don't want to remember that. But
no,
there's a connect the dot there, too. So go ahead.
And it illustrates how smart Trump is. Trump knows exactly what is going on. He is touching all kinds of really serious nerves. I mean, the nerve endings. He's going right like a laser. He's going right toward each and every piece that was designed to destroy and deteriorate our country, our military, our economy, everything. Repatriation, deregulation, everything that he has been doing. Look at Foxconn now investing in Wisconsin. I think that they were going to go in another state, but I think that Rance Priebus and Paul Ryan saw to it that it was going to Wisconsin. But nevertheless, he is like a laser going after. That transgender thing was designed to embarrass and diminish our incredible.
Yeah, and look what he did. Hang on, Scott. I want to come back with that because we have a Navy SEAL who naturally doesn't like it. Well, a transgender Navy SEAL. Just imagine that. Anyway, we're with Scott Adams, and we got the music coming up, and we come back. More of Scott Adams. We're going to talk about the transgender canard, if you will, by Obama, designed to humiliate our military. Well, no more with President Trump. We'll be right back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Scott Adams is with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. He's from Red State Talk Radio, of course, the flagship for Agenda 21 Radio. GOP Senators John McCain and Orrin Hatch are objecting to President Donald Trump's forceful rejection of the progressives' demand that the Pentagon help some service members live as members of the opposite sex. Okay, that's where we left off. This Navy SEAL that has come out and condemned Donald Trump's reversal of the Obama executive order for transgenders to be accepted in the military just before Obama leaves office. Scott, your thought is that this was designed to humiliate the military.
Yeah, Obama, I think, did that on purpose. I thought that that was his last little asterisk toward the military. He gutted it, just like Dinesh D'Souza predicted long ago in his movie Obama's America, or whatever it was called. This was part of Obama's design, was to diminish, deplete, and embarrass our military. By the way, it wasn't really fair either that they set the military up for this. The military was not designed to be a sex change, genital mutilation outfit. They were designed to be a lethal force to protect America. But what happened was, by doing that, it encouraged many, many, many people,
right,
who were thinking about genital mutilation and transgender sex changes, a.k.a., to go into the military for the sole purpose of getting a free surgery.
Yeah. I mean,
that is a disgusting thing. I mean, and I'm so happy that Trump did this.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people...
We're not saying they don't have a right to... They have a right to do whatever they want. But they don't have a right to join the military or get free surgery with regard to that.
Right.
That's
the argument that the Trump administration has made, and it's a rightful one as far as I'm concerned. Even on a moral standpoint, you know, the military is not there for people's pleasure, if you will, and their proclivities or their perceived obsession with being a member of the opposite sex. Now, again, this goes into some of the things that we've been talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. We talked about this earlier in the week about sex change operations and that sort of thing. And again, the science behind it, which we've got a number of stories up about it that explains this whole process of, you know, realignment, sexual realignment, because sometimes it actually is necessary in certain genetic predispositions. You can think of things like Klinefelter syndrome, which you have two X, it's an XXY complement for the sex chromosomes, and you have women who are partially men and men are partially women. It's that sort of thing. So the sex realignment and adjustment is necessary, but this is not the case of somebody who just decides one day that they want to and goes through this whole process. I'm a male and I want to be altered to be a female and go through that whole hormone treatment and all that. That, you know, they're still left with their given complement of chromosomes. They're still a male or a female, whatever they were born with. So this whole notion has sort of become a rage and a fad, if you will, especially over the last 8 years.
Well, with Bruce Jenner, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
And that's not fair to a lot of people because Bruce Jenner has millions of dollars, and it's nothing for him to invest in this kind of thing. But to have a 14-year-old do this where it's not even it's worse than a tattoo. I mean,
yes.
But you would never want a 14-year-old to get a tattoo of a bald eagle across their chest, you know, because they might regret that later,
yeah.
Right? And the same thing is true with genital mutilation. This has an impact for the rest of your life. It's irreversible in many cases.
Well, we had the story that came out, I can't remember if it was Breitbart or Yahoo, where these two lesbians who have adopted a boy have started hormone therapy. I think the boy's like 8 years old, to convert the boy into a female.
Child abuse.
That's child abuse as far as I... Absolutely, it's child abuse. That was in Great Britain. But I've heard of similar stories, actually, years ago of that happening. And, you know, one deviancy doesn't deserve another. I mean, or doesn't... You know, it's... Well, it doesn't deserve another. It's just amazing what we're seeing in society with these folks who want to do that. But it is child abuse. There's no question. That's exactly what I was saying to myself. This is nothing more than child abuse, and doctors should not go along with it. Where are these doctors thinking about this?
Money.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Incidentally, one of the latest tweets that Donald Trump said was one of the things that has been lost in politics of this situation is that Russians collected and spread negative information about the candidate Trump. Catherine Herridge from Fox News, so why doesn't fake news report this? Witch hunt, purposely phony reporting. Meanwhile, we have Bill Browder testifying on Capitol Hill about what a fake situation Fusion GPS is.
Yeah. And again, that's the number, that's the name. We oftentimes, you know, skip over the dossier that was produced by Fusion GPS. That's the company. It's a real company, ladies and gentlemen, that produces. We got the music coming up, and then we got a final short segment with Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio. Fusion GPS, the core, the nucleus of fake news. The Russian dossier that they produced, it was completely fake and bogus, designed to destroy Donald Trump. It's blowing up in their face right now as we speak, as the Senate is hearing evidence against them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back. We're here on Agenda 21 Radio. This is our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, Scott Adams, 30 seconds or less. What's going on with this Trump offensive?
The Trump offensive is working. It's called smash mouth, and the libtards are not going to know what hit them. Trust me, Trump is playing them like a matador with a red cape, and that's what's going on there. I don't know how much time we have, but I just want to mention that you have a billboard up in Times Square.
Yeah, awesome. Red State Talk Radio billboard in Times Square featuring Agenda 21 Radio and Paul Preston.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
The one. And Scott Adams Show also has a billboard up there. So we're representing in Times Square for Red State Talk Radio. And if people want to check out my show, it comes on live right before yours. And I'm on at 8 in the morning every morning. And you're on at 9 to 12 live every day. And other than that, the best way to check us out is go to redstatetalkradio.com.
Yep, and 36 hours and growing in live radio on the Red State Talk Radio. Listen, Scott, got to run for time. Thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, many thanks to Scott Adams for being here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of